Hey guys,
it's
happening with Snooki and Joey.
Kagumi!
Welcome to the show, everyone. You're here. Hold on.
Welcome to the show. Did we do a show last week? We did, right? We were professional.
Yeah. If you want
we did.
Now, if I slash anyone my bolinas, I do apologize. I'm fully nude from the waist down, and I'm in my bathrobe.
Calm down.
My phone in the charger.
We did a show last week because I remember we did it early because I had to go to NCA for cheer, which I did, and then I got back, and now all of us are sick again. It's disgusting, and I'm so upset because we're filming this week, and I missed all of it, so I have FOMO. I have no idea what's going on, but I'm here with you bitches, and it's all good. So yeah, welcome to the show.
So I want to say that not a day goes by that I don't wake up and start my day and not be thankful for your kind gifts of service. Kind gifts. My espresso machine specifically. I'm drinking an iced espresso and one of these double wall glasses you sent me.
Oh, that looks like you got it from like a barista.
No, I am my own barista. And it's just like, if you're on the fence about getting an espresso machine, it's literally the most luxurious thing to have in your whole house. It changes your whole life.
It's not cheap though, but if you really love all that stuff, I definitely think it's worth it, right?
Yes, definitely spend the money. I mean, I didn't spend the money, but Snooki did. But still, I would definitely spend Snoopy's money.
And I bought two.
I know. Did your mother-in-law love it?
Yeah, she did love it. So I ended up ordering one. How did I do this? I think I ordered one like through PayPal, and then that didn't come, and I thought it didn't go through because I had issues with that before. And then I ordered it right through the site with my card, and then that delivered to Joey. And then the one that I got finally delivered to my house like 2 weeks later. And I know my mother-in-law had an espresso machine, but I feel like it was so old. So I was like, instead of returning it, I'll just give it to my mother-in-law because I'm her favorite. And so I got two espresso machines, and she said she loves it also.
It's the best. And I also have my cup.
Is that Stanley?
No, it's not Stanley, but it's the exact same thing.
I have to say, and I feel like I said this before, maybe it was to somebody else, but I love Yetis better than Stanley's. And I think it's because we're 95. We're not like children. But like the Yetis, they don't spill on me. They're perfect. They're lightweight. I have to say, I'm a Yeti girl.
I like Yeti too. I think it's classier and more. But anyway, Stanley, this is from the last pro shop. I got this when I was in Daytona. I just liked it because it had the real tree color, but it does. This ice has been in here for weeks.
Okay, so does that have wine or does it have actual water?
This has been a homeopathic mixture. I got to tell you, Nicole, this has been it was a Diet Coke last night. I've tried my new favorite drink. Then it was my favorite drink I'm going to show you. Then it's water. Sometimes it's Pellegrino with lemons and mint. The other day, he opened it up. He thought I had this. I tell him how I keep this up for so long. He opened it up. He's like, he thought there was mold in it because I had mint leaves in there. He goes, what the fuck?
Ew.
It was
those fresh things can get mold though.
Oh yeah.
Like if you don't wash it nicely, it can get mold and then we're all going to die.
My new favorite drink. Where did it go? I'm all over the
place. Oh yeah. What is it? What's my drink of choice right now?
I need to tell. It's not for you. It's for the kids. Listen.
Oh.
Friend Jake.
I've been doing Zip Fizz.
My friend Jake Paul has this drink company, and they send me drinks.
Your friend who?
Jake Paul. He said, Prime.
That's your friend, Jake Paul.
Prime. They're all the kids.
Yeah, he's your friend.
No, but Prime. My friend, and I said, anyway, do your kids like Prime? Because I'm going to give them your phone number and address. I get new Primes every week.
No, I don't want them drinking Prime. There's caffeine in it.
No, there's not. That's an energy drink one. This is the kid. Leah's kids drink this all day. This is coconut.
What's in it?
It's just coconut water. It's coconut. Well, hold on.
If there's no caffeine in it and it's not an energy drink and there's like not bad things in it, yes, I'll have caffeine my kids drink
free.
It. But all my kids want the bad one.
The can is the energy drink. That's the one. Prime is good. This is just like Gatorade, but without all the sugar and calories. It's the best thing. It's only 20 calories.
We'll try it.
Coconut water, citric acid, natural flavor.
Acid?
Citric acid. That's lemon juice. I mean, I'm sure there's like chemicals in it, but it's not like bad chemicals. Kids drink it all the time. Anyway, this is my favorite flavor, UFC flavor. It tastes like lemonade, but tangerine and tropical and just like the best. I drink these like when I need a little sweet treat, and they're only 25 calories or 20 calories. They send every day I get a new flavor. Nicole, Leah's kids freak out over it. They send me merch. It's the coolest kids in town. Have this.
Did
I
you
show.
try it though? Is it good?
Oh, bitch, this is my favorite flavor. I don't drink it. It is too sweet for me. But I mix this. I use like half this much of the bottle, and I mix it with water or seltzer, and it's the best, like most refreshing drink ever.
Well, he's trending right now, actually. I just saw on Twitter because I freaked out before. My lights flickered on and off like four times, and I thought it was the end of the world, like it was happening. So I went on Twitter and I was like, oh my God, like, is it the end of the world? I thought it was like the movie Leave Me Behind or Leave the World Behind. Everything shut off. Everything. And I was like, oh my God. But then I looked and he was actually trending number one today, because he is fighting Tyson.
I just made this up. I had nothing to do with him. I just like to drink.
Oh, he's literally fighting Mike Tyson. Wait, let me see.
Is this insider marketing? Is this how it works?
Like,
They
do you know who
mail.
Mike Tyson is?
I know that, but sissy, they mail me.
Jake Paul versus Mike Tyson.
I know that's insane. I'm saying, is this insider marketing? They mail me this delicious drink. I don't know anything about fighting, and that's now I'm
Oh
here.
yeah, because they want you to talk about him.
I'm on my podcast thinking about this delicious drink, and it's newsworthy. We just got God.
I can't. So this is gonna be live. Calm down on my pen. This is gonna be live on Netflix Saturday, July 20th. And if you want to get tickets, it's probably definitely gonna get sold out.
I have goosebumps.
You have goosies? It's going to be at the AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas. Texas home.
I hate her. No, I
You
don't hate
love
her.
that song.
I hate that song.
You love that
We
song.
just got marketed and it worked. This drink is so delicious. I told my friend all
Yep.
the about it. And then we now it all comes back to it.
Yeah,
Anyway.
so that fight is happening, and you got his drink. My kids will try it,
Oh, they're gonna
and
send me every week.
there's your shout out, Jake Paul.
Thank you, Jake Paul.
I'm
Thank you.
sure he doesn't need. He's a freaking billionaire.
I know, but the kids are going, they go crazy for it. It's like the new, it's like the coolest sneakers in town. There's like special edition bottles and
It's like the new, yeah, it's like the new Tamagotchi.
oh my God, there's all different limited edition ones. Like I think I have one in the hallway that's not even they haven't even put out yet. But like they give me all the drops, and it's like he's a smart cookie. He's got a great product. I don't know what his character is. If he's like, if he's like a good guy, but I'm sure he's fine. If he's sending me free beverages, he's fine.
So there you go.
I'm all hopped up. I have to hit leg. I have to hit. I did a push day yesterday. It's a pull day today. Then I do legs, and then I do
Oh my God, Crusaders, did you see Joey's picture he posted? I was like,
Wait, look at my muscle though. It's
are you
real.
really working out in the gym? Ew, you have a muscle
I
on.
know. I'm working out with a personal trainer in a private gym.
Are you really?
Yeah. So, because I don't want to go to a real gym because I'm a celebrity now, and so I go to a private,
Yeah, you don't want people bothering you.
go to a private trainer, and he has this cute little facility by my house, and I go there, and yeah,
So
and
you're
I'm
lifting weights?
lifting weights. So yeah, he tell me what to do. So I'm doing weights, and I'm doing he does, I like he doesn't he's not crazy about cardio. He goes, do about like a half hour each time you come to the gym for your heart health, but like you're gonna be burning so many calories by doing these things I'm showing you. So.
Yeah.
So it's so, so I and I hate the cardio because it hurts my knees and I'm bored with it. So I'd rather do like things where I'm doing stuff so I'm getting it in. And
Getting it
he
in.
has a cold plunge at his place. Oh my God.
So Joey tried the plunge because I told you guys, I don't know. Well, did I tell you guys? I keep getting mixed up with my two podcasts. I don't know how you do this. But I got the cold plunge and I've been doing it like religiously. I stayed in the cold plunge last time for like 6 minutes and I loved it. I love being cold. I literally, like, when you first get in, it feels like you're dying because, like, you have like hypothermia, like, your body's like, oh my God, what is happening? But then once you get used to it and you just sit there, like, you can really do it. You're supposed to do it for 3 minutes, 4 times a week, and then you'll lose all this weight and, you burn more calories doing that than like doing cardio, so whatever. So I've been doing that with plunge. I told you guys to check it out. And then Joey tried it at his gym and you did it for 3 minutes.
The thing is with this, ladies, if you're trying this, you have no control over your body, your voice, your facial expressions. You
the ugliest face.
Ugliest faces you make, and you scream like you're being murdered. And if you like, if you can do it in the privacy of your own home, the luxury of it, or if you're doing it like at a public place, make sure that like, you know, you let your guard
No,
down.
make sure no one's watching you.
You're gonna look disgusting. You're like,
look, I look like a freaking cow getting slaughtered. It's literally so gross.
You look like a fucking.
And I feel how ugly I look.
Slaughter. Because you scream, you can't help it. You got, and then you have to start breathing, and you scream.
It's like a friggin' animal. So anyway, I told Joey I was gonna record my face next time I do it, and then he's gonna record his, and we're gonna compare how friggin' hideous we look. We look disgusting.
Not on top of, and on top of it, you're naked and like probably sweating and fat. It's like the most worst physical you'll ever look in your life.
No. When I get out of the plunge, I look like an emerging whale, like coming out of the freaking water. Like, I look like a beluga whale. Oh, it's disgusting. But we're going to be fit and ready for summer in no time.
You know why? Because we had about one warm day, and that spooked me. I was like, oh, my God. It's going to
happen. Oh, I know. Once you feel the weather, you're like, bitch, we got to get our shit together.
Have to, because you're going to get a text before you know. It's going to be like, hey, we're having a pool party. You know, bring a towel, and like, you know, then you're gonna go to your fucking to the cookout looking like a fucking a house. So I had to take matters in my own hands, and there's that. But yeah, I'm really having fun with it right now. But I'm not every time the time that I've started my gym fitness, my diets and journeys, I was always so gung ho and making sure it was like perfect and like nothing. I'm putting effort into getting a nicer body and help being healthier. I'm not gonna give rules. I'm not gonna punish myself
totally
up to a fucking script and saying, oh, and then depressed the whole day because I had a bowl of macaroni one day or something. I'm not gonna like do that to myself. I'm gonna be mindful.
No,
and I'm not calling myself to a structure. I'm just, you know, I'm putting the effort in. I go 3 days a week. That's an effort. I replace salads with most of my meals. That's an effort. It's like, I'm not going to feel guilty anymore about being human.
No, and I never feel guilty. Sometimes when I have my days, like especially hungover days, I'm like, I don't care. I'm getting McDonald's and fries. Like, I'm going to do what I want because it'll just make me feel better. But then the next day, I'm walking, I'm fasting till like 4, I'm eating healthy. So I let myself have like a day or two where like I don't care and I can do it and then I'll just work it off the next day.
My trainer and I were speaking and we said the same thing at the exact same time. You know, when you say, I'm going to have a cheat day. If you don't need a cheat day, that's how I think people are wrong. Just replace.
It's just one cheat meal. It's not all day.
That's what I mean. I think if you
mess up.
Yes, because we remember that one time we were hungry. We were locked. We were locked away somewhere because of COVID. We were in a hotel room for a day.
Oh my God!
Sleep.
And what did we order?
We started with McDonald's breakfast. Then midday we're watching movies. We got Domino's. Then we got like cheese steaks and fries for dinner. And like we made it a whole fucking thing. We didn't leave the bed.
We were cows.
It's if you think about it, just a cheat meal. Think about it. Maybe like, you know, if you're hungover, have that bagel, have that bacon, egg, and cheese and breakfast, have the McDonald's breakfast. And then the rest of the day, just be mindful of like what you
eat.
Just have your chicken and salads and like the rest of the day. But like then you don't get, then you don't feel so guilty. That you have to reverse for. Think about calories as money. And if you're pissed broke, like, you know, when you're a fat pig, you're in bankruptcy. It's like you owe the skinny god so much money. It's like, not even so. You have to pay your debts back on the treadmill to get rid of all the things you've done. So you think about like every bad food you eat. Think about it. It's like they're charging you like $1,000 that you're gonna have to pay back in the gym. And each half hour on the treadmill is $1,000. So it's like, think about it. Like, that's how it works for me because I'm always afraid of being broke.
Well, you said bagels. When I'm hungover, I definitely need a bagel in the morning, or just sometimes I wake up and I'm like, I'm craving a bagel, especially around that time of month. Like, I'm getting my period, I need a carb. Instead of getting like an actual normal everything bagel, I've been doing flagels.
Who is she?
You don't know what a flagel is?
Flat bagel, I'm assuming.
It's a flat bagel. So they basically take out all the freaking bread, and then it's just like a flat, squished everything bagel with the cream cheese in it, and it tastes so much better. Oh no, it tastes the same actually, but you feel so much better because you don't feel like you just ate like a big ass freaking bagel. You didn't eat all the bread. So it tastes the same. You're still getting the satisfaction, but you don't feel as bloated and disgusting. So bitches, if you want that bagel, get the flagel and it's gonna taste just the same and you're not gonna feel as bloated and you're not gonna feel that guilty.
Or what was the bagel that they sent us? Remember, I had them send it to you, that whole box of bagels. I
Oh
love
yeah, those are good.
Better Bagel. It's called Better Bagel.
Yes, you can get them at Whole Foods. They taste just the same and you feel just the same after. You don't feel bloated and you just feel you feel like you had a little snack instead of like the full bagel feeling after you have that.
Serious.
You just feel like you ate a ton of carbs and ugh, it's the
Also,
worst
Eat
feeling.
Better. Here it goes. It's called Eat Better, the Better Bagels. Go to eatbetter.com.
Can they send us some?
I'm told they better. I'm gonna send them this article right now. It's right here. It's these ones. You see them at Whole Foods?
Oh my God, it's so good. So the everything bagel is always sold out in my Whole Foods. So that's why sometimes I get the flagel because it's not there. But you do have to keep them refrigerated and yeah.
Yeah, but let me tell
So
you about this one.
I love those. If they're sold out, which my everything bagel is usually sold out, it's so delicious.
Here it goes. It's 180
I go with the
calories.
flagel.
It's 180 calories for the bagel, for the whole
Can
bagel.
we name this episode Flagels?
Yeah.
Two Flagels and Chris.
180 calories, and there's only a couple carbs
It's
in there,
so good.
whatever.
It tastes exactly the
They also
same.
have the better
Wait.
buns. You get like a hot, you can get a hamburger bun from them too, like for sandwich buns. They have those as well.
Can we talk about your lips?
Oh my God. So I'm having a herpes outbreak right now, not because I'm sucking dick on the street corner. There's two.
Oh my God. What did you do?
Because I had a reaction. My body, I had so much done in one day in my face that your body, your immune system goes into shock. So
Yeah,
that's why.
because your body thinks you're getting attacked by chemicals.
Yeah. So my
Oh my
I have cold
God.
sores. I get cold sores when I'm sick and stuff. So they kind of reacted. So there's one there, one here. But as soon as those cold sores are gone, bitch, I'm back in the game.
Oh my God.
You cold sores in
Ew.
here. Babe won't come near me.
I mean, I wouldn't either.
Not because no,
I
no,
hate
no, not
cold
because
sores.
before the herpes sores, when I had a lip injection, he wouldn't even come near me. He said, "You look like the guy from Monsters, Inc." And he pushed me away.
Oh my God, you did. You did. You did. Well, I'm due for Two Teller. I gotta go to Two Teller because I'm starting to get my lines. I haven't been there in like 6 months.
Yeah, I can't wait.
So I told you guys, I think about my chin that I started doing my chin, but I do up here because I'm getting the lines. I do a little on my eyes because I have like lines when I smile. And then down here, I notice when I'm smiling now, it looks like a butt cheek, like cellulite on a butt cheek. I'm like, what is this? I don't know what it is, but I hate it. So he started doing this. So I got to call Two Teller. He's in Livingston, New Jersey, and he does all my Botox. He did my
He's getting
boobs.
a new
That's getting my
house.
boobs done.
He's getting a whole new
I'm
house.
getting, yeah, he's killing it. So
Oh.
I got to get my boobies done soon. So Two Teller, I'm coming to get you.
Oh, he's not getting a new house. He's getting a whole new facility, a whole new med spa facility. I'm so
Oh,
excited.
he's killing it. Yeah. So I'm in need of facials. I'm in need of all of it. I just want to look nice and clean and smooth and fit this summer. So we'll see what happens.
The Oscars are this weekend. Are you gonna watch them?
No.
I got pushed into having a watch party.
Oh, you got put. You love having people over. Shut
I
up.
do, I know, but I didn't want to do this. Leah invited herself with her friends over to my house, which is fine, but it's like I was I I'm on a strict budget.
Oh.
I'm trying to be. I have to be, actually. I'm being very honest with you. I've been going
Well, why
crazy.
don't everyone just bring like an appetizer?
So I can't trust people at my house with food. It's like they're gonna bring
Oh
something you
my
shouldn't
God.
eat. So I'm gonna
You're
make
terrible.
I'm gonna try to do it like nice and simple. But the thing is, last time I had my cousin's engagement party. Oh, you yelled at me. Said, "Who are these people?"
I didn't know who was over your house and I've never seen these people before. And I'm like, oh my God, who are these friends now? I got annoyed. You were like, it's my cousins, you freak.
I had an engagement party for my cousins.
I didn't know.
Yeah, so my cousin Kristen got engaged, and she's born and raised in Madison, New Jersey, right by you.
Has she been to my store?
Yes. She has. I wanted to have, when back when you started opened it, I wanted her to work there when she was in college. Anywho,
You
so
totally could have worked for me.
I got engaged. She gave me my Baccarat Crystal, triple harmony, old fashioned glasses. The Kardashians drink out of them. My favorite glasses. They're very, very expensive.
Thank you.
So I'm doing that. But I that my ladies couldn't come that day because they were busy. So I like taking a party of that size, it was like a nightmare. And I don't have a Janice like to, that comes over. Like when your mother-in-law is there, if you don't have like, you don't have help with your parties, you have Janice because she does everything. I don't have anyone to like
Oh my
that
God, literally.
I need like Janice is like I'm talking about Nicole's mother-in-law. She's like a drill sergeant. She just goes in and makes it happen and she, you know, she's just
She's
going.
a boss.
I know. So I don't have anyone like that. Poppy's drunk on the couch. This bitch is getting loopy. I have no time for
Poppy
no.
cooks sometimes.
Yeah,
I
but
see
no one
Poppy in
cleans
the
up.
kitchen.
But no one cleans up, and like I need the ladies here. So I'm making.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Leah won't pay for the ladies to come this time to her little party she's having in my house. So now we defend for ourselves. So I'm trying to keep it like very very simple. But today, actually, not today, tomorrow, is the day before Saturday. I'm gonna go live on my YouTube channel. I'm trying to promote my YouTube channel because I'm going to start putting cooking videos up there. So I want everyone to come to my YouTube channel. It's Joey Kamasta. I'm going to put on my socials,
Head
follow.
on over.
But Saturday, I'm going to do a prep. I'm going to do like a
Ooh.
prep thing. So I'm going to teach everyone what I'm making for the first for Oscar watch party, and you can watch along with me on the live. I'm going to kind of
Cute.
just help me get ready and stuff. So you learn a little here, get some ideas for the next day, and to prepping and Chris.
Well, I just started a new series on my YouTube.
I saw. Oh,
It's
YouTube.
called the Snooki Shop series. This
Oh.
is my livelihood.
Tell me
So
about it.
I've been telling the girls I've been wanting to do this for years because I just want everyone to see like how crazy us running a store is. Like it's just so dysfunctional, but it's so fun. And I just feel like we would be a great reality show. So I'm like, you know what? Let's just put it on YouTube because then people could see it and we could do like mini series. So the mini series of the Snooki Shop is on my YouTube right now. I think my YouTube is Snook TV. I'm not sure.
It's
But it's up there, bitches. And if you're watching our video, then you can see it on my page.
we'll link it here. But how is who's editing this for you? Who's putting it all together for you?
So my employee Gianna, she has been a boss, and she's doing it all, and she's killing it. She's doing that. She's doing my social media videos. If you guys are following the Snooki Shop and you see like all the new reels and stuff, she's killing it with all the reels. So I got a good team, you know? I'm
Hey,
blessed.
can you pay her? Did you mind too?
Sure, she'll definitely do it. Wait, we have to answer these voicemails. We got
I have all
voicemails.
of them. Oh my God, did you have those things?
So we told you guys last time that we wanted to do voicemails and you guys call in and we're gonna play your voicemails. Then you ask us questions, advice, because you know we're gonna give horrible advice.
Hi, mamas. My name is Justine, and I actually had the amazing opportunity to meet Snooki at the Atlanta airport, and you bought potato wedges. We split them. You had to set a bartender straight because they were being so rude and so nasty, and you were so gracious and got me a glass of wine on the plane. I just wanted to call because I didn't get to see you when we landed and wanted to say thank you so much. I love you both.
So I remember this girl. I was leaving. I forget what it was. I think it was like filming or something. But I was like
Atlanta.
dead. I just wanted to get on the plane. So I was waiting for my flight, and I went to the bar to get a glass of wine. And she was sitting by me, but like she didn't make me like feel like, oh my God, like look, it's you, because you know we hate that. So she was just like, hey girl, like I just want to let you know, like I'm a crusader, and I'm like, oh my God, I love you. So I bought her a drink. We shared potato fries, and then she was on my flight, so I ended up getting her a wine from first class. I said, go bring this back to her. She's my friend. But
Oh my God.
she was the sweetest, and I had no friends there. I was by myself, so I made a crusader friend, and that was her.
Stop.
So,
You left a lasting impression.
I mean, I really needed a friend, so she was great.
Oh my God. Well, we love you, sis. Come over anytime.
But here is a question, and this is labeled cheating question. So let's see.
I'm in the process of getting separated slash divorced, hooking up with some guy for like a year and a half, long distance, California, New York, only to recently find out by social media or via social media that he is not only in a relationship, he is married and said significant other is expecting a child. My internet sleuthing is terrible, but my friend did some internet sleuthing, so just
just want to know what your opinion is on that. Joey, I know what you think about cheating and all that stuff because you've had a very bad instance, but if you don't know that you are part of the cheating, is it honestly of that? And do I notify a said pregnant wife?
The thing here is the woman's pregnant. And that will,
yeah, you don't want to mess
woman. You don't know what you don't want to rattle her and make her sick to her stomach, and God forbid, risk the baby being affected by her spiral. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. So that's where it's touchy.
I would wait until after the baby's born and be like, girl, I wanted to respect you and your baby. Like, I didn't want to cause any harm, but definitely let her know after the baby's born. Like,
Or I think for right now, what you can do is if you were in the wrong, you didn't know about it and you found out, I would set him the fuck straight. So guilt him into feeling horrible for what he's doing to that mother. Say, listen, I know what you cut it off with him.
You're a piece of shit.
Yeah. Say, do you know what you do? You have a pregnant mother at home.
Mothers.
Set him straight and make him feel so guilty. I wouldn't even, it's not your job to do it or get involved. You went in there with good intentions and you were, the guy's a fucking scumbag. I wouldn't get involved with the wife. I would move on. Before you move on though, set him straight and make him feel like the fucking scum of the earth and then go on and just kind of warn people around him. But I wouldn't put too much energy into it. Don't give good energy into bad things. Just accept it happened, moved on. And I mean, I feel bad for the poor wife, but I wouldn't, since she's if she wasn't pregnant, fucking go over there, show up in a negligee and ruin the whole thing.
Okay, this is called Dream Dinner Party.
Hi, Snooki. Hi, Joey. I really love you guys. I have a question for both of you. What would be your dream dinner party appetizer, main, and dessert? You could only pick 3 people to be there, and you have a location that you have to pick.
Okay, so my perfect dinner party is as follows. It's Caviar Company Caviar from San Francisco. It's the best caviar. That would be my start. This is for me. Then it would be, for dinner, it would be the most amazing pasta and then a steak. And then dessert. I'm not really much a dessert person, but I think I would want something like a delicious, insanely heavy, fudgy, gooey chocolate cake. And martinis going through the whole dinner.
Yes.
And then for dream guests, it depends on what the dream guest would. I wouldn't want it to be like a sexy guy or anything. I would want it to be fun people. So it would probably be like fun people that like I would want to like have the best time with. Obviously, Snoopy would be there, but she doesn't count because she's my guest.
No, a dream guest.
My dream guest would be. I mean, Brittany would just be chaotic. She wouldn't even eat. I would love to hang out with Brittany, but like not in a dinner party setting. Maybe Oprah Winfrey. Who else?
Oprah Winfrey.
Yeah.
She's probably not even drinking.
Oh, she's on Ozempic. She can't drink.
She's not drinking. She's trying to be as skinny as a needle. She'd be like, can I have some lettuce, please?
I don't know. Who would you pick for your dream dinner party?
Jessica Simpson, Jennifer Lawrence, and Lindsay Lohan.
Good idea.
That would be so fun. And I'd have martinis everywhere. And then we'd eventually switch to wine because we'd be over the martinis. And then I want a big ass charcuterie board with all the meats and pepperonis and cheeses and the little baby pickles. And then for dinner, I mean, I really don't care. I love like a yummy ravioli pasta with some sauteed spinach. Some yummy broccoli. Yeah. I mean, I'm very easy to please with dinner. But those dream guests, can you imagine? All right, let's do one more and then we'll save the rest for next time. All right, so you can choose this one. We have farting TikTok, skincare question, or would Snooki go on Traders?
I'd be so mad if you went on Traders.
I don't even know what it is.
You would kill it. I want to be on there so bad, but I met with Netflix last week. Not met with them. I talked to someone I know from Netflix.
You've met with Netflix?
I didn't meet with them. I'm friends with someone who It's not even on Netflix. It's on Peacock. I want to be on there so bad. I'm not a big enough celebrity to be on there, but that's my dream show to go on. I would fucking kill it. I love that show.
I still don't understand what it is.
It's like Big Brother meets murder mystery meets.
But that means you would have to live in the place for like a whole month. I would never do that.
In Scotland.
In Scotland, no. I can't even leave my kids for 2 days, let alone go to Scotland.
I know. But it's my favorite show. Traders, if you're listening, I will go on behalf of Snoopy.
You're a Barstool celebrity. You could definitely do it. I'm going to do the farting TikTok.
I was just wondering if you guys happen to have seen that TikTok with the Love is Blind current season where the girl farted in the episode. Just give it a little search on TikTok. Okay, bye.
Who farted? I watched all the episodes.
I didn't see anyone fart.
Which this season fucking sucked. Only one couple got married. This whole season was bullshit, let me tell you. Who farted in the Love is Blind?
I don't know, but you know what? I think it's everyone farts, and just, you know, I think it makes her quirky. I mean, if I was a woman,
but I want to hear it. Love is Blind fart.
Oh, she's with all the girls. She just raises her cheek and farts.
Did she really fart?
Yeah. They're just all the girls are just hanging out. I think she's obtaining dominance. I think it's funny. I don't think
it's like a dog peeing.
If she
on
did it on a
tree,
date. Like, I think if she did it on the pods. I would think that was like that was a great move. If you're trying to impress any person, a guy or a girl, you know, if you're dating, you don't rudely fart on a date.
Have you watched Love is Blind this season? I told you to watch it.
I watched a little bit of it only because I wanted to see that hot guy that had the mullet who ended up
having. So annoying.
And then I watched the guy with the big eye, the Megan Fox girl with the guy with the red hair.
All right. Well, honestly, I'm caught up and I'm just waiting for the reunion, which it better pop off. And everybody should be asking the right questions. And what the hell was the season? It sucked. This was the worst season ever. Because only one couple got married. Like, I'm watching it to see an actual love connection. Like, I want people to actually fall in love without seeing each other. And then they actually get married and they stay together forever. And this season was not that. So, I'm waiting for the reunion that's coming out. I don't even know when that's coming, but I'm excited for that. But yeah, it sucks. So I don't even care that you don't watch it. But you told me to watch something last night, and I didn't watch it. I didn't get to watch it because I fell asleep. What was it?
Okay, it's called Mostly Harmless Murders, or no, Mostly Harmless, whatever. It's on HBO Max. If you go to HBO Max, it's one of those shows there. It's called Mostly Harmless. So it's based, and I was watching it. I was like, this looks eerily familiar. It reminds me so much of some other show. I realized it's Don't Fuck With Cats, but instead of the guy, instead of the cat person they're searching for, it is this guy, this
high. Wait, so I don't remember what happened with that because I did watch it.
You don't like Don't Fuck With Cats because one of the videos spooked you because they were putting they're hurting the cats and you couldn't get.
Oh, were they putting them in like bags?
But you remember how they're all coming together to find them and it was a whole internet thing. So it gives you all these like people that have no involvement in this person. They come out of the woodwork and start trying to solve the crime and it becomes like this power battle of like a Facebook message, the Facebook moderators and like people are getting clues and like they're just finding out his identity, all who he was and like kind of interviewing people and like they're taking on this whole fucking crime solving thing just to find out who this guy is. But these people have like, they have nothing going on in their lives really. And like they have like, they dedicate their whole lives to finding out all about these things. It's all about trail life. And they start talking and jive about the trails. She goes, oh yeah, well, everyone has a trail name. He's like, everyone has like a different name, like they're on the trails, what their name is. Like, oh, his name was Denim because, you know, he wore jeans the first time he was on the trail. He's like, well, my name is Beavers or whatever. Like, and everyone has their trail name. So he's like, well, he introduced himself as this. So they're, and they're all talking.
What would your trail name be?
Mine would be Jiggles, probably.
Mine would be, does it have to be like something in nature?
No, it can be whatever, just anything that tells you about your personality. So they have the trail names and then they start talking. They're like, well, jive and jargon. She's like, she goes, yeah, and it's a whole community. She goes, and you would never say something like that on trail. And then they say like on trail, like, you know, like they were talking about on the community about these.
Oh my God, I didn't know this was like a thing.
It's a huge thing. So it's very funny to watch. It's like, it's not that dramatic. I mean, someone did die, but it's like, I actually don't
know. Wait, but is he the murderer? Because I saw the trailer of it and it acted like he killed people.
I stopped paying attention after a while. I don't really know what happened.
You're the worst. I can't.
I know they found out who he was, but I don't know if he killed someone or how he died. But that's what I want you to watch.
Well, I want you to watch Spaceman. And I told everyone, I put it on my Twitter, but I don't want to like do a spoiler because I was watching Spaceman. It's a new movie with Adam Sandler. You know, I love Adam Sandler, but this is a different role for him because there's no comedy whatsoever. It's all dramatic and it's like sad. And it was a different role for him, which he does before, like he did it before and he did
Uncut
amazing.
Gems.
But the one time, like I was watching it, and I was so into it. And then I had to shut it off because I thought I was going to throw up. I got so nervous. It gave me anxiety. And then I ended up watching it. Like I got the courage to watch it. And then at the end, I'm hysterically crying over this thing. So I don't want to give away the spoiler. But you know, some of my fears, and I literally had to shut it off because I freaked the fuck out. But then I ended up watching it and it was a beautiful film. It'll come down film. It was a beautiful movie. Rotten Tomatoes gave it like a 2. I thought it was great. The meaning behind it was beautiful. So Spaceman on Netflix with Adam Sandler. Please watch it because we have to talk about it.
I will watch that. Thank you for the note.
It spooked me.
I'm also watching this other documentary about I think it's on Netflix. It's about this boarding school that, like, you remember when Paris Hilton went to and, like, she was abused and they, like, ripped
Oh, yeah, I saw this. Mm-hmm.
I watched a new episode, the new documentary about that. It's called, let me find out. It's very good to see what happened. But it's, like,
basically. Well, that one just came out about the boarding school. But then there was another one where parents were kidnapping their kids and bringing them to the forest to hike. They were getting abused up there and sexually harassed. So this is kind of, like, the same thing.
Let me find the name. Hold on, guys.
Even if my kid was like an ass, like a full blown asshole, treating me like shit, doing terrible things, I would never be like, sure, come kidnap my kid and do whatever you got to do to make them good again. Like, no. So these parents.
Here it is.
I can't relate.
It's called Cons, Cult, and Kidnapping Exposes the Troubled Teen Industry.
Terrible. And it's still open, this place, supposedly.
Yeah, so it's about the Ivy Ridge Academy and Ogdensburg, New York. Is that by where you grew up?
Where?
Ogdensburg.
Never heard of it.
And it says your mom is one of the teachers there.
She would never. She's the sweetest
ever. So basically, these kids get, you know, troubled teens get taken away from their homes, and they were telling the parents about it. They were telling the parents that this is a great program. So the parents were brainwashed into this kind of this cult thing before the kids went there. So they have seminars saying, you know, if your kids are troubled, they're gonna die if they go on this trajectory. We have proven facts that we're gonna be able to save their lives, put them on the straight and narrow. But you have to stick with the program, otherwise it won't work. So like, don't be a softy, otherwise the program won't work.
AKA, let me abuse your kid.
I'm sexually abusing, physically abusing, mentally, verbally. It was worse than prison. Like one kid that said he got out of there. When he got out of there, he went to prison for something because he like tried to escape and did all this crime. When he got out of prison, he goes, prison was like Disneyland for him compared to what was there. It was
oh my God. Yeah.
So basically, they brainwash these parents to thinking they have this program that's going to set kids straight with tough love. And don't listen. And it says in the brochures, don't listen when they write letters saying that they're, you know, whatever, you can't give in to their cries. They're just doing that for attention. They want this, whatever. It's part of the program. You have to
stay. Terrible.
So these parents would be brainwashed and then send their kids are thinking that's a good thing for them. But meanwhile, they'd be beating the shit out of them and then taking all of the parents' money. And it was a whole Ponzi scheme thing. It was very interesting to watch. A very good read. But and this just the documentary filmmaker who made the film was a student there. I don't know how she got access to all the places she got access to and all the information. But they dedicated their whole lives to solving the crime.
Crazy.
Oh, that was a big, that was a winded conversation.
And then I was just watching another one. There's another one. I forgot what it's called. I put it on because I needed something to go to sleep to. And I love going to sleep to like documentaries because everyone's like interview voices like puts me to bed, especially murder, because then I have crazy dreams. But this one, let me look because it's on my Netflix account. This one is about a reporter that got murdered and he was writing a book and basically just like, he was calling out all of the politicians, saying how they murder people, and they're just terrible people. He ended up showing up dead in his bathroom, two slit wrists, yep, which he didn't do, by the way. And everyone's saying, even the cops are saying, he did not commit suicide. Somebody killed him because he had information.
Never, they said.
He was writing a book coming out. And now they're doing this documentary and the guy talking about it and researching it and finding out what happened. He ended up calling one of the detectives and they were like, why are you trying to find information? Do you want to get murdered too? And yeah. I was like, oh my God, the world we live in is a sick, sick place.
What was the name of that documentary? Do you remember?
It's called American Conspiracy, The Octopus Murders.
Oh, yes.
It's a good one. It's a good
I
one.
I watched that too.
So I'm actually going to watch this when I do the treadmill later. I'm going to finish it because shit's fucked up. And it just shows you how fucked up this government and world is.
On your Peloton tread?
On my Peloton tread. Yeah, because you can actually watch Netflix streaming on the TV.
I wonder if my trainer has that has a Peloton at his training facility. Okay. This is not a drill. Gypsy Rose just posted a thirst trap with her titties out. Did you see it?
What happened? Oh yeah. Wait, you sent it to me.
What is happening? Did she get breast implants?
Oh, she looks cute.
Gypsy.
Bringing back the comeback kid era.
If you haven't seen the picture already on Gypsy Marie Rose's Instagram, she's wearing a tight, she looks like a Hooters girl. She has her titties out.
She looks great.
Pink coochie cutters.
Oh, she's going to leave that man in hers for sure. Oh, wait, so her hair, she cut her hair and she put highlights in. She looks great. Get it, girl.
I know.
All right, this has been lovely. My kids are about to get home from school, so everyone's going to scream.
We didn't get to talk about one thing.
Okay, last words.
Sorry. Can we give a shout out to fucking Lindsay Lohan and how fucking hot she looks?
Oh my God, ew, I was going to say that.
You know. She looks the best I've ever seen her in entire life. Happy, healthy, stunning.
She's beautiful. Beautiful. I've never seen a more beautiful, perfect person in my life besides Jessica Simpson, which, by the way, you do shade at her. I don't like that. But Lindsay Lohan, she's coming back, bitch. She was just on Drew Barrymore. I want to go on Drew Barrymore. Everybody harass her. But she was just on Drew Barrymore, and she said that she is bringing back Freaky Friday, which is like our growing up movie.
Yes. Oh,
and she just looks stunning. She looks put together. She just looks perfect. She looks beautiful. She's thriving. And Lindsay Lohan is back, bitch.
She is. She's back. And we have to have her on the show. I want to hear all about her new movie. Her new movie comes out.
She would never come back on our show.
I know.
She would never come on our show.
Her new movie is called The Irish Wish, I believe. And it is on Netflix on March.
She's so pretty.
March 15th on Netflix.
Yeah, so Lindsay, girl, the Crusaders love you, honey.
And one last, I would like to have a moment of silence for Amanda Bynes. She took her manicurist exam again and she didn't pass, unfortunately.
This poor girl. Amanda Bynes was like the epitome of like growing up in the 90s. Come down to me. She was beautiful and such a good actress, talented, funny. And then now you look at her and it's like, it's a totally different person. What the hell happened here?
You know what? She's figuring herself out, but I just hope that she does get that manicurist license eventually because I'd like a full set if I could.
Oh, I am booking my appointment, bitch. Let's go.
Well, Crusaders, this has been lovely. I'll see you this weekend. Make sure to tune in to my live stream tomorrow, Saturday, on YouTube. Go to Joey Camasta and look for me on YouTube and then subscribe there because I'm going to be posting on there. I'm going to kind of show you what I'm making for my appetizers and, you know, get this Kiki Cuisine cooking cook-off started. But stay tuned. Stupid Beyond. We're going to have tour dates. Hopefully, we're going to discuss when we hang up the phone on you. And, yeah, thank you for coming. And we will see you next week on It's Happening.
Yeah. Come shopping at the Snoopy Shop. Bye.
It's happening.